Declan, fourth against Fife, St Pat's, we are entertaining at the Brandywell. You had a great 3-1 away victory down there, but this is a different ball game, isn't it?
Completely different game. You know, they'll be coming here hurting, having lost this in the previous game. They're also, in my opinion, slightly stronger. They've got Mikey Drennan back. Chris Forrester's available for selection as well. So they're two of the top attacking players in the league. They'll come here, they'll possess a big threat to us, but ultimately we've got to control our own side of things, and if we can match the levels that we have set so far in this early start of the season, then we'll be confident playing at home and knowing that what we have to do in terms of trying to get something from the game.
And on a week of stunning comebacks, you set it all off and trend by coming back from 2-0 down at the home of the double champions last week. But that week gap, it's almost back to normality where you have a week to get prepared, and that freshness is vital too, isn't it?
It is, because that was the first time we were able to give the players off a day or two off, and it's been really good to be able to do that. But you know, we've came through a hectic period, but we have a couple of games now a week apart, but then we lead back into another hectic period. So whatever way the league is set up, it's luck. It is what it is, and we gotta accept that. But again, it's detrimental to a lot of things whenever you've 2-3 games a week in terms of finances of supporters, the ability to attract huge crowds in your home games because of, you know, the time scale of the game. So the product on the pitch suffers, but we are now down to one game a week, and we're grateful for that. But we got to just make sure that we treat every game on its merits. We make sure that we approach every game with the appetite to get something from the game. And as I said already, we are very much work in progress, but we're very determined as well, and we want to make sure we pick up as many points as we can.
Well, as I said, fourth against fifth. If you win against St Pat's, it opens up a significant gap for those below you. Is it a matter of opening that gap in fourth, Declan, or closing the gap on the three above?
Well, fourth's playing fifth, but second's playing third as well, so you know, it's one way you want to look at it. We want to make sure we're looking up the ways and not looking down. And it, for you to be unable to look up, you must win your games. You know, there's certain times in this year that we'll be happy with a draw, and there's certain times this year that draws are actually detrimental to where you want to get to. You got to be positive, you got to try and win every game, in my opinion, and then see where that takes you. But second play third, fourth play playing fifth, but it's very, very early days for places, and we got to make sure that first and foremost we get enough points on the board to make sure that we're okay.
And is it a matter now of improving the home record? We've lost three games at home, but and we've only lost once on our travels. Is it a matter now of rectifying the home situation?
No, I don't think it is. I think our home form has been very good. I think the performances have been excellent. If you look back last year, I don't even want to mention how many games was lost in Brandywell. But what you're seeing at the moment is we've lost the Shamrock Rovers, and we've lost the Dundalk, and we've lost the Bohemians, who really and truly got us on a bad night because we were tired. Shamrock Rovers game, we were excellent. We took a game day, Shamrock Rovers. Dundalk game, if you look back on it again, we created 6 or 7 opportunities, got punished for 2 moments of madness. So I'm not really concerned about the defeats at the Brandywell because they came on positive performances. I've consistently said we're going to lose games this year. It's the manner in which you lose them. If you want to have a go, then we'll have a go, right? But ultimately for us, we have to learn, we have to grow, and we have to make sure that this club continues to evolve over a long period of time.
Well, talking then on about evolving, the Irish League season's coming to an end, the season across the water is coming to an end, and of course we all know that Danny Lafferty has been released at the end of his contract in the summer. Are you looking ahead already, Declan, to see what you can bring in, the strength, and it's all about improving the squad?
I think if you look at, you're talking about Danny Lafferty. Danny Lafferty is an international footballer that is leaving a club that's in the Premier League now. So I think it's about that disrespectful to Danny. People are asking me the question, do you think you get him back? Absolutely no chance with Danny be back, in my opinion. I think Danny has got another X amount of years left of playing at the highest level in England. Would you be happy to have to? Of course you would. Anybody would. Danny could be a wonderful player for anybody in this league, but I also think be a wonderful player for anybody from the Championship down. We're always looking to strengthen. We're always making sure that we look forward in terms of how we can grow this group and how we can make this squad more competitive and challenge. But you know, we are coming into a transfer window. It opens on the 1st of July. Our season finishes in October. There's not too many players that's going to be willing to come for 12-14 weeks, and we've got to be aware of that. But our transfer window will give us an opportunity to strengthen X amount of positions, hopefully, if the players are right.
Thanks very much, Declan.